on Daf Tzadik Chesamet Beis, starting the Mishnah. Chaburo she'ovad pitcho. There was a chaburo that were, they were menuyim on a korban Pesach, and that Pesach got lost. Ve'omru le'echod tzei u'bakesh ishchoit aleinu. So they told one of the chaburo that he should go and search for the old Pesach. Ushchoit aleinu, and when you'll find it, you should shecht it for us. Boholach umotzo v'shochat, and he went and he found it and he shecht it for them. Behem lakhu v'shochtu, and they didn't know atiftochu b'divim v'nodom. Who knows what's going to happen? If he will find it, if he won't find it. Behem lakhu v'shochtu, and they went and they purchased another tleh. And they shechted it. Now, the Beis Hamikdash was pretty busy. One did not see the other. And we don't know which one was geshechten first. So the loch is as follows. Im shaloi, now here the mission is going to specify what the loch is on. Im shaloi nishchat rishayim. If the yochid was nishchat rishayim, hu oichol mishaloi. So he zicha eats from that one. Vehem oichlin imay mishaloi. They'll also eat from his, because that was their direction. They told him, shchait aleinu, you should check for us. There's still menuyim on the first kolben, and they told him, you should check for us. So memela, they'll eat together with him. Ve'im shelohen nishchat rishayim, but what if theirs was geshochten first before his? Heim oichlim mishelohem. So they'll eat from the korban Pesach they shechted. Ve'hu oichel mishaloi, and he'll eat from the one he shechted. Ve'im einoi yodua eize mehem nishchat rishayim. What is if we don't know which one was geshochten first? Oy sheshochetu shneyem ke'echot, or if both were geshochten bebasachas, hu oichol mishaloi, v'heim einam oichlim imoi. So we'll see in Rashi the beer, but then the din is that he eats from his korban Pesach, v'heim einam oichlim imoi, they do not eat from his korban Pesach, Vishalahen Yaitila Besasreife, and theirs will be burnt. Upturim Milasis Pesach Shani. And they don't have to bring a Pesach Shani. Now we learned a lot of halachas. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Tei ubakesh esha ovud, ushchoit aleinu. Im shaloi nishchat rishayin, hoyo veheim omru loi shchoit aleinu. They told them, Shchait aleinu, al shaloi hein nimnim. So there are menuyim, they are still on money, al shaloi. Vishuv ein yecholim lehimonais al shalohem. So Poshet Rashi means, even though, we'll see later in Rashi, that when they shech their korban Pesach, there's a double kavonet. With their shchita, they have a kavone to be nimshach from the first korban Pesach. Because we'll see that Rashi says in the end of the Mishnah, one cannot be a monoi and two korbanos. So memela, when they shech their korban Pesach, they have a double interest. Number one, to be nimshach from the first one. And number two, to become a monoi on the second one. So Rashi says, so even though they have this intention, but since he shechted first, so the vow, they weren't nimshach from that one. They're nimshach ha-yedei shchitosa. So since he shechted first, so memela they were ready yaitzeh. So they can't be nimshach anymore. Is vishuv en yecholim limonis al shelahem. So now they can't become menuyim al shelahem. They already became monoy, and they were menuyim on his. Bishas he shechted it, they weren't nimshach from that kolben. So memele, they cannot become menuyim now, And the korban they are shechting now, even though now they have an intention to be nimshach, the intention to become menuyim, but it is too late. V'shelohen yisorek, now their korban will be burnt. They shechted it, not realizing that the shlias was geshechten first. The Pesach b'loy bailamu, this is a korban Pesach without any bailam, v'oichlim kulam mishaloi. So they all eat from his kol. That is, if his was geshachten first. Ve'im shelohem mishchat rishon, if theirs was geshachten first, hu oichol mishaloi. So their shchita has nothing to do with him. Sha'arei le'nimna al shelohem. He never told them, I want to become monoi on the kolben you're going to shech. So me'mele, their shchita does not affect him at all. Ve'heim oichlim mishelohem. They eat from theirs. So Rashi rakasha, how can they eat from theirs? They're still monoi on the avuda. So Rashi says, she'rei chozru behem min ha'avud, by shechting the second kolben, this is a chazore from the first one, u'moshchu yedeya mimenu. Baksma, this kefal haloshim, Rashi means to say, chozru behem min ha'avud, that is a chazore in rotzen, by shechting this one, they don't want to be on the first one. U'moshchu yedeyem, this is in the halacha what they do, they're moshchu yedeyem mimenu, since they don't want to be on the avud. So there's a process of being Moshe. I don't know exactly what one does, but since the shechita on the second one is a chazore from the first one, and automatically the Moshe yedeyem imenu. What is, if we don't know which was geshachten first? So he eats from his, because Maman of Shech, he was yesh with his shechita. Behein einam oichlim imoy, shema shelohem nishchat rishon, maybe theirs was geshachten first, v'nimshachu mizeh. So here we see from Rashi Klo, that when with the shechita there's a meshicha, they're nimshach mizeh. So mele, if they shechted first, they were nimshach from that kol. V'shelohem yeitze lebeis hashecha, Shemo Shaloi Nishchat Rishon, Ve'einim Nimal Hasheni. That means that what they were, so they couldn't be Moshe from the first one, with the Shchitas Hasheni, because they were already, because the first one was Geshachten already, and they were Menuim on the first one. So they can't be Moni on the Sheni. So Memele, V'shalahen Yeshe L'Beis HaSchaifa, the Tzlach says, you don't burn it as a Pesach, it's a Sufik. We don't know what happened. L'maisa, they can't eat it. So we'll burn it the first day Chalamoid. You need a Botsuge. You're only burning it Misafik. Shemesh Shaloi Nishchat Rishon Ve'nim Nimal Hasheni Upturim Mi Pesach Sheni. But they're potter from a Pesach Sheni. The Mimonev Shech Berishay Nimnu. Whatever the Rishon was, they were Monoi. If his was the Rishon, so they were Monoi on his. If theirs was the Rishon, Monoi on theirs. I bepoil, they can eat it. That what they can eat it bepoil misofik is not ma'akev the ritzui. So therefore, they're potter from a Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah says two cases. One case, the Mishnah says im eina yedua. We don't know which one was geshachten first. But the halacha is that they cannot eat from any of them, and but they yoytze. Oyshe shochtu shneyem ke'echot. The Mishnah says another case, that both of them shechted together. So the Marsha says, pshat, if both shecht together, it's the efshel letamtem, so also there was a first one. So we don't know which one was the first one. So we don't know which was the first one. So it's the same case. But then the Masha is Moisef a few words. The Masha says, you can't say, Efshil Etzamtzem, and we will assume that both were geshachten the Basachas.
Heich yoitzim bepesach ze, v'rei ein nimnim al shnei psochim ke'echot. The Mashal says, if it both occur together, so how are they yoitzim with their pesach, ein nimnim al shnei psochim ke'echot. That's the Mashal's time. So therefore you have to say, e'ef shalitzam. Now, L'chayre, I don't understand the Marsha. L'chayre, from the Rehita's Loshen of Rashi, Rashi seems to be saying that when they shecht their Korban Pesach, there's a double inyan occurs. They're with the Shechita, they're meishech themselves from the first one, and they're mamana themselves on the second one. So if it was mamish bebas achas, so l'chayre, why is it considered that they're menuyim on both? L'chayre Rashi said, the only reason if we shecht it first, so they eat from the first one. The shuvin yechaylam limonei sal shalem, because theirs is geshachten. The miri is moises. They can't be nimshach from the first one, because after shvita you can't be moishach yourself anymore. And since they can't be nimshach, they can't be money on the second one. So that means if the shliach shechted first, so memele then ein yechaylam lehimonei. It's too late. They can't be moishach anymore, and they can't be nisman anymore. But if it was done by Basachas, L'chayre, with the Shechita, it seems that's what Rashi says. The Shechita alone is a Chazor and a Meshiche. So L'chayre, if it was by Basachas, so L'chayre, the din should be, they should eat from their Korban. With the action of shechting their Korban, they're being moishech from the first one, being manning themselves on the second one. So l'chayre they should, that's what the Masha should have said. That they can't be speaking basachas mamish, because then l'chayre they should eat from the second one. Masha doesn't say this. The Masha says that if it's for basachas, so they shouldn't be yaitza at all. I don't understand why not. Zaktaisvis, Upturim milasais pesach shein. But the potter to bring a pesach shein. Loidomi lohoda oma lael, shochach lifnei zrike, chayovim lasais pesach shein. So Taisvis asks Amoyra de Kekashe. We had a Gemara before that Pechesam at Bay. The Gemara relates an incident as follows. A Odin had made an Eved, a Shliach, to shecht him a Korban Pesach, and he specified he should shecht for him either a Gdi or a Tlet. And the Eved does not remember what the Odin said. So Lamaise, he made a Dreidel. So he took a Gdi and a Tlet, and he made a Tanakh. He said, if the Odin said the Gdi, so the Gdi is for the Odin and the Tlet is for me. If the Odin said a tles for the Odin, the Gdi is for me. So the Mishnah says, if the Odin himself forgot before the Zrike, so it's a possible Zrike. The Izrik dam loyhavi chozi lachile. So that means, b'shas the Zrike, we don't know who's memuna on the Gdi, who's memuna on the tlet? The Odin forgot, the Eved forgot. So halachically, the Gdi can't be eaten, the tlet can't be eaten, because we don't know who's the money on it. So Rashi, so they said, the chai bepesach sheni, the chi is darik, loy lachilas bosar is darik. B'sha zrike, it was a zrike, not l'shem achila, the loho lo yediye minuyav didei, we don't know who's money on what. The Memele, so it's the Pesach Zrike, so therefore, they have to bring a Pesach Shein. That's what the Gemara says about Pechesim and Beis. So Taisvis asks, Samayr de Kekashe, L'chayre, the last case of the Mishnah that we learned, Eina Yedua Eze Mehem Nishchat Rish. L'chaire, we found out before the Zrike. We found out before the Zrike that we have a problem. There was no clock hanging in the Beis HaMikdash. We know he shechted and he shechted. We don't know who shechted first. So we know, Al Koponim, that they will be unable to eat from their kob, because it's a sofik. So l'chaire, it should be a Zrike Shaloylo Eichlo. So why are they potter from a Pesach Shem? That's Pesach Kash. So Pesach answers the Kasha, Leidomi, not similar, Loha da Oma Leel Shochach with Nezrike Chayom and Lassish Pesach Shem, not similar. But Pesach does not explain to us why it's not similar. So the Marsha says he doesn't understand. It's very similar. That's what the Gemara says over there. The Gemara says, "Bishas zrike," you, because of your ignorance, you are unable to eat. The skolben is unable to be eaten because you don't know if you're ammonia on the skolben. You're not ammonia on the skolben. So the Maisa said that's called as zrike shaloi loichlo. Even though klapish maya galyan in the Himmel, we know if you're ammonia, but. Here we don't know, because the apostle is we could say Chayva Pesach Shein, because the Marsha says he doesn't understand Taisus. Why Taka? What is the difference? The Tzlach wants to say as follows. The Tzlach wants to say that there's a difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah and the case before. He says, in the case before, you're shechting a Gdi, you're shechting a Tzlach, none of them are edible. That means, because I don't know who's money on the Gdi, who's money on the Tlet. So it's called the Apostle Azrike. Azrike on a Kolben that will not be able to be. Masha'inkan, in the case of our Mishneh, the Kolben Pesach that the Shliach of Kishachn is zich edible. Because, he's zich going to eat it. Whatever, if they were first, if he was first, he's going to eat his Kolben Pesach. So you have here one Kolben Pesach that is going to be his. Now we have a suffix, maybe they're money with him. Then they were Yaitse. Maybe they're not money with him, but they're not Yaitse. But Al Koponim, there's a 50-50 chance maybe they were Yaitse. There's one Kolben Pesach that Al Koponim is edible. So Philip Bepoyel, they can't eat from his Kolben Pesach, but there's no Chasson in the Kolben Pesach. It's a Kolben Pesach that is going to be eaten, because the Shliach is going to eat from his Kolben Pesach. He's shechting it, he's going to eat it, he doesn't have any suffix over here. The Shliach Zich is going to be eaten with the Kolben Pesach, and he's going to eat from that Kolben Pesach. So you have a Zrike on a Kolben that will be eaten. Now, they, the Poyel, are not able to eat from that Kolben, because maybe ours was geschaffen first. Fine, so they can't eat. But it's a kosher Kolben. It's a kosher Kolben with a kosher Zrike. That was the Poyel they can eat, Mikoyev Sofik. That doesn't pass on the Kolben. That's not called a Zrike Shaloi Loichlo, that it will not be eaten. That is the case in our Mishnah. Masha'en came over there. Masha'en came over there, no Kolben will be eaten. Not because we don't know who's the money on the Gdi, who's the money on the Tlet. So therefore, so that's called a Zrike Shaloi Loichlo. Both Kobonis, Lemais are not going to be eaten. So that's Apostle Zrike. That's what the Tzlach wants to say, and we'll see later in the Mishnah is a beautiful diyuk from the Mishnah. Lemais is connected to the Shein. Let us go a little further. Omar Lehen, a second case. What happens is the other way around. The Shliach who went to search for the Kolben Pesach, he told them as follows. Imecharti, if I'll come back late, I won't find the Kolben Pesach. Tzu v'shachtu alai. So you shach for me? So I should be insured, secure, that Al Kaponim, I'll have a Kolben Pesach. Holach u'motza v'shochat. So he went and shachted.
V'hein lakhu v'shachtu. They also shachtu. The Rosh is like this. Im shelahem nishchat rishayim. If theirs was v'shachtu first, hein oichlin v'shelahem. So they eat from theirs. V'u oichli mor. Because that was Dabmach. He told them, you should shecht for me. He made them shluchim to shecht for him. From a mele, so when they shecht, and he made them a shlich, so the shechita helps for him. V'im shaloi nishchat rishim, hu oichl mishaloi, v'im oichl mishaloi. V'im eino yodua eizemem nishchat rishim, what is it we do not know which one was geshochten first? Oishe shochtu shneim ke'echo. Is ein oichlin mishalehem. But they don't have a problem. They zich eat from theirs. When the oichlin mohem, mishaloh yeitze lebeis ha-sreifa, bota milas is Pesach Shem. Means bota to bring a Pesach Shem. Let us see Rashi. Om alehem, im ichalti shachtu alai. I was ma'acha shech for me. Yochid she'olach lebakshe. Omar libnei chaburev, im ichalti shachtu alai, v'hamnuni imochem, make me a money on your kob. V'hein loy omru shchoit oleinu. It's who oichal imoem. So if theirs was geshachten first, he eats together with them. V'sheloy yisorek. The kivin shehinu al shelohem. Since they were manahim on theirs, arei nimshach min harishin. So he was nimshach min harishin. V'choz aboy mishlichuse, I don't understand what these three words mean. He was never a shliach. I don't know what that means. V'choz aboy mishlichuse. But Ari Nimshach Abba Kaponim, Ari Nimshach Min Arishin. That means, since he made them shluchim to be memanahim, so Memela went, that was their shlichus, that they should be memanahim with their shchita, and Memela, and automatically, that's Ari Nimshach Min Arishin, that's the upmat, that if you'll shech for me, I'll be Nimshach from my kob. If there is a sofik, so his he has to burn. Shem or shalom yishchat harishin. V'nimshach mishaloi. Shrei yason shluchim. He made them shluchim. So that lies in the sea. They're making them a shliach. That he's nimshach from his and he's mana on this. There was a rishon that it was zichayitza with either his or theirs. That is the second case. Amru lahen, amar lahen, va'amru loy. What happens if both were careful, both were afraid, maybe they won't be able to find the kolben pesach. So amar lahen, so the yachid told them, when you shech for me, the omru loy, and they told him, when you shech for me, oichlin kulam in a rishin, whichever was geshachten first, they all eat from the rishin, because each one was a shliach for the other. Vim ein yadua eizemem nishchat rishin. Shneim yoitzim lebeis hasreif. So both of them are burnt. Because we don't know which one was the second one, and the second one is there's no minuyim on the second one. So therefore, we burn both. Look the tzlach. So why in this case didn't it say they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni? Oh, the first of cases says he doesn't have to bring, even though he doesn't eat, but he doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni. The tzlach says, oh, that's a raya to my shtiktayra. The Be'emesin, the whole difference between the first two cases and the Gemara Daf Pei Chesam at Beis is because in our case there's one korban which will be eaten. There's a korban which will be eaten and maybe he's a money on that korban, so maybe he was yaita with that korban. So there was a kasher zrika on that korban because there was a zrika
that it should be eaten. Masha Enkein over here, which none of the Kabbalists will be eaten. So this is mamish, like a gdiyanatle, which none of the Kabbalists will be eaten. That's called Azrike Shalei Loichlo. That is what the Tzlach says. The Deek and the Mishnah is beautiful, but let us see Rashi. But Rashi, Oma Lehen, Shachtu Alai Imekalti, Ba'omru Loi, Ba'kesh Shchoit Aleinu, Yoiklo Kolomin Adishin, Tehem Shluchov, Buhu Shluchom, Imen Yedu Eitan Ishet Rishin, Yisrefu Shneyem, But Rashi does say, Upturim Mi Pesach Sheini. Well, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, Rashi made sure to say, and the Rambam also says it. It's about part of my Pesach Sheini, so then the Tzlach got stuck. But Al Koponim, then we're back to the Marshos Kasha, what is the difference between the Gemara Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis and our Gemara? Thus the Mishnah weiter, Loi om alahen, v'loi om luloi, ein achroim zelazet. But if no one said anything, so memele, so each one is shachting his own korban Pesach. So the Tesis Yom Tov brings down from the Rambam, so what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? I mean, Pesach is, they're shachting their korban Pesach, he's shachting his korban Pesach. So, Pesach, that one is not dependent at all on the other. So the Rambam says, af al pi, shahoyo v'libom, sheyishchoit kol echot mehem al chavei. They meant it. They people wanted that each one should shach for the other. Or maybe even more than that. Ay shahoyo remizoi, udvorim sha'oim demadas bem, from what was occurring, it would seem that there's a mutual understanding that, Pashteitzach, if you'll shech, for me, if I'll shech, I'll shech for you. Shekol echot sheyimsa yim yishchoit al chaveiroi, af al piken shteit in the Mishneh, remise sahim, remise saher, it's dvorim shebelein in cold man, vanit geret rochel bitcho aktane, you shech for me, I shech for you, it's gomish mitkom. That's what the Rambam says about it, so the gewaldike chiddush. The Gewaldike Chiddush is that here in order that each one should be a shliach for the other one, you need a b'feirish minoy. A b'feirish, you should be manning for a shliach. Umdenis does not help. Zot Rashi, ein achrayes t'tayne zel ze, ve'ein ze v'ze, Choshishin Eizen Ishchat Rishin, so one doesn't have to fear which one is the Shachma first. Alein Eizle Mishalem V'leichu Mishalem. Zog the Mishnah Baita. A new case. Shtei Chaburois Shem Nisalvu Pizchay. Yetu Chaburit, each Chaburit a Korban Pesach, and the Psochim became Ma'uret. Eilu Meishchin Lehen Echot. So now we have a problem. We don't know. We have two Tloim. I don't know which Tla belongs to Chabura Aleph. I don't know which Tla belongs to Chabura Bey. So what do you do? Zot the Mishnah. Eilu Meishchin Lehen Echot. Chabura Aleph takes one Tla. Ve'eilu Meishchin Lehen Echot. And Chabura Beis takes one place. Now, Echot, let us say for practical purposes that there were three people in each Chabura. Is Echot Me'elu Boloi Eitzel Elu? You have a Yochad coming to Rabbis. So, one of the three in Chabura Beis joined Chabura Aleph. Ve'echod me'elu bolo yetza'elu. And one of Chabura Aleph comes to Chabura Beit. So in each Chabura you have now two old-timers and one new member of the Chabura. Ve'kach e'moimle. And now they start making a cheshbon. Now the Rabbim say as follows. Im shalom nu hua pesach, we shall have one kletor. Now, either we had mazel, or we didn't have mazel. Im shelonu hu ha-Pesach hazeh, if this is our Pesach, so this is our Pesach, so no problem. So the only one who has a problem is you have a problem. Is yodecha mishuchais mishaloch. So you should be meishach yourself. You should be meishach yourself from your other code. Yodecha mishuchais mishaloch. V'nimnis al shalonu. And you should be meishach yourself from the other one. And be monui an ana. Bim shaloch hu ha-Pesach. If this is your Korban Pesach, this is not ours, we didn't have mazel, this is your Korban Pesach, is Yodeinu Mishuchais Mishalonu, so we're Moshech ourselves from our Korban Pesach, V'nimninu Al Shalot, and we'll become Menuyim on yours. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, Eilu Moshechim Lem Echad Min Aptochim, Beilu Moshchen Echad. Echad Mibnei Chabura Zu Boloi Eitzel Chabura Zu. Echad Mizu Boloi Eitzel Zu. Bekachem Oimrem Lo Oysa Yochid Abo Etzlom. The Yochid who comes to them, they tell him as follows. Im Shalonu Hu Pesach Zeh. This is really our Pesach. We were talking good boyzer, we were boyzer our own. So this is our Pesach. So the only one who has a problem is you, is Meshach Yodecho Mishalom. So be Nimshach from your Kolm. Ve'im ne'imon v'ashalomu, and become Amon Yanar. Ve'im shalach hu Pesach ve'e. And what is if this is your Pesach? Arei ato olo. So you're on your Pesach. This is your Korban Pesach. Is v'yodeinu mishuchais mishalom. So we're moishach ourselves from the other Korban Pesach. V'yehei livnei chabur acheret. Let it be for the second chabur. V'nimninu al shalach. And we'll become emuna on your nimso. So it comes out. Im echlifu, if lemaise, they changed over, that means the tle that they slept for themselves, they were machlis. Harei ze umshechu, kol chabure v'chabure mishalem. So each chabure lemaise is was nimshach from the previous kolm. V'nimnu al oisai shebiru. Geen bnei chabura shniya imrim liyochid abba etzlam. That's what you do. V'krashi bal kocheinu toch echad miyelu lo v'eitzel eilu v'lim nishimohem. V'krashi, why do we need this whole procedure that one should come from each chabura to the other chabura? V'lo yemrim yimshaku eilu mishalem b'chol mokim shuhu. Ve'elu mishalem v'yarzu v'yimno elu ala echad ve'elu ala echad. Let them make this dreidel without one coming to the other. They'll say, this is mine, is good. This is not mine, some nimshach from mine, and then I want to become a money on this. V'krashim v'shem tamrinem v'braise v'dmore ben l'rab Yehuda ben l'rab Yoisi. Also, limoshe kol b'nei chabura min ha-Pesach l'nichei b'loi b'aylam. One cannot leave a kol b'Pesach without b'aylam. If you leave a kol b'Pesach, that b'aylam becomes nitzal. So therefore, the way the Mishnah says the Seder is, she'echad m'nei ha-chabura zu bo'eitu l'chabura acheres. There's no Pesach without Bailin. Why? Im yofe birgu, if they were mevaregu, they call chaburos, they all of chutz mina echot shepirish, mehen umoshech yodot. The memeles of them, they're still menuyim on their kolman, and the only one that's not money is the one that was pirish. Beim heim echlifu, if lamaita they picked out the wrong one, hey hola echad mehem im chabura cheret, kshemorshu anastormes yedei mimenu nisha hu olo. Lamaita, so one always remained, one of the previous violence remained on this kolben, so there was never a second that the kolben remained without a bailam. Zog the Mishnah weiter, V'chein chomesh chaburay shol chamisha chamisha v'tel asora asora moishchulam echad mikol chaburay v'chaburay v'chein heng heng. Zog Rashi, V'chein chomesh chaburay shol chomesh chomesh. If you have five chaburays, and each chabura had five people. Bnei Odom, shenis albu pischeyem, kol chabura v'chabura. So we have five korbonos over here, which we don't know which korban belongs to which chabura. Is moishchim lehem echod minam tzochem. So they're moishch, one of the korban tzochem. וחומש אנושם שבכל חבורה וחבורה מסחלקים לחמישה פסוחים. So each חבורה, there's one in each חבורה, there is money on one of the five פסוחים. שאם החליפו, לא יהיה כאן פסח, לא יהיה אחד מביילות הראשונים או לא. So if we have five קורבנות, and we have five chaburis, and we split up all five chaburis, so each Kolben Pesach at least has one of the true Bailam on it. So the Kolben Pesach is never left without one of the Bailam on it. And this is what they say. Shenasu ato chaburis chadoshim. And they now become chaburis chadoshim, imrim harbo lecho. So you have five different people from five different chaburis. So four of them tell to one of them, im shalochu pesach ze, if this is your pesach, yidei arbo oseinu mishuchim miarbo psacheinu. So all four of us are moishes yadeinu from all of our four psachim. וכל מוקים שאין, ונמנינו אימו, and we want to be among each other with you. וכך אין חויזם ואימו מלשני, וכן נעבור לו חולכת שבחבורה, וכן כל חבורה וחבורה. Now, this is the last case in the Mishnah. שניים שנסערבו פסחיים. You had two people, and each person had one kolben. And now it became this Arev, the kolben Pesach. We don't know which one belongs to Reuven, which one belongs to Shimon. Zeh Moishech Loi Echad, Zeh Moishech Loi Echad. Reuven takes one kolben, and Shimon takes one kolben. When I finish, Zeh Memanei Imoi Echad Min Ashut. Reuven takes Levi, Zeh Memanei Imoi Echad Min Ashut, and Shimon takes Yehuda. There, bo, eight, those, so now we have here two couple, before we had Reuben and Shimon. Now we have Reuben and Levi and Shimon and Yehuda. There, bo, eight, those, now Reuben comes to Shimon's chabure. There, bo, eight, those, and Shimon comes to Reuben's chabure. So Reuben was with Levi, now we have Shimon with Levi. Shimon was with Yehuda, now we have room with Yehuda. V'kach heim oimre. And this is what they say. Im sheliyu pesach ze, yodecho, mishuchais, mishaloch. Nim nisal sheli. That means, after going over to the second chabura, he says that this is mine. So you should be moishet yourself from the kom you were money on, and become money together with me. Im shalach hu pesach ze, this is yours. Yodi mishutas mishali, v'nimnei si al shalach. Zot Rashi. שנשאר בו פסחיים, רובן ושימן שנשאר בו פסחיים. רובן מוישך לא יחד, so רובן takes one class. ושימן מוישך לא יחד, שימן takes another class. רובן הוי לכמן אימא יש לוי מנשק. Roime, kol mokim shul Pesach shali. He says, wherever my Pesach is, rei ato nimne olo. So you're among me together with me, on my Pesach. Shimin mimane imes Yehuda minashuk. Ta'ashiv yushnayim al kol echod kol mokim shul. That means that we have in our two chaburis, Reuben and Levi, and Shimin and Yehuda. Ze bo eitzo ze. Reuben bo loy eitzel Pesach shemoshek loy Shimon. V'Shimon bo loy eitzel Pesach shemoshek loy Reuben. V'chein oimer Reuben liYehuda anisha al Pesach shebizu loy Shimon. Now Reuben tells Yehuda this pisgah. Im shelochu Pesach zeh. This is taki yo Pesach sheyofa bizu loy Shimon t'chile. Shimon had mazel, he was mevara, his uncle and Pesach. Hare yodai, mishuchais mishali. So I moishach myself from my kolben, vareini nimne imoch al zeh. Vim sheli u Pesach zeh, sheloi ki bananu levara tchila yosef. Ve'ein zeh Pesach shenim nesolot. This is not the Pesach that you are mourning on, im Shimon. No, this is my Pesach. הרי ידך המשוחש משלוח, שאים נעל זה. זאת רשי, ולכך הוא צריך כל אחד לימונס אחד מן השק. זאת רשי, why do you have to bring someone else? Why can you do the same eitzah with Reuben and Shimon? רשי says, שאם בואו להסנש כשהם יחידים, ולאמה, אם שלי הוא פסח זה, ושלוח שלוח הרי יופי ברם אבל ואם לא הרי נמושך משלי ונמנל שלוח נמצך שהוא נמשך משלוי הרי מניח פסחוי כמו שהוא קלוימה בלוי ביילם שדיין לנמנע אחר הולו אפילו רבי יסי לסלי ושלי אפילו קורינת רבי יסי וזה מחלקת רבי יהודין רבי יסי it is necessary that the Bailam or Rishonim have to remain on it, or any Bailam is sufficient, but if it would only be Reuben and Shimon, so on the Tanai that this is not theirs, and they're Moshech Mimenu, so we have a Kolben Pesach that there's no Menuyim on it. So therefore, you have to, before you make Tanoyim, the first is to bring two more people into the Chaburit, from a Mele, so we are assured that Al Kaponim on each Kolbin, there are Menuyim on it. V'hol leka l'meim eshi yimne kol echod al shol chaveire koidim shimosh et mishaloi. Like Rashi have a different eitzah. Let each one be meman himself on the other one, and then will be Moshech himself then it'll be Moshech himself for the one that's not his. Volekala may mishim nekalechad al shal chaveire kaidim shayim shayich mishaloi. First will be Maman himself on the other one. Kaidim shayim shayich mishaloi. So there will never be a time that there'll never be a time when there'll be a Kolben Pesach without Menuyim. Each one is a body of both, and then he'll be Moshech from one of them. But Rashi says there's no such thing. Ta'nimne al shnei psochim ein zemin. There is no such thing. You can't be a monoyam to psochim. So the Aleph is, you have to be can only be a money if you were nimshach from the other one. So therefore we need another money need another money. Tana Rabbonon, look to Gemara. Omalahen, ba'omru loi, oichu min arishin. If both of them made the other one a shliach, so they eat from the first one. Lo yom alahen, lo yom alahen, eya achroim zelazet. So then, each korban is eaten. Mikan omru chachomim, yofe shtike lachachomim, talbochoyme latipshe. Memele, so what do we see? By keeping quiet, both korbanot will be kosher. I mean, that's only when we know which one is the rishon. When we know which one is the rishon. This was a grave mistake. By each one making the other one a shliach, so it comes out that only the first one, the first one that's kishach, that can be a kosher korban. The second one will be a pasul korban. So memele, so that's what they, so by speaking, he pasul the korban. By keeping quiet, both kabonis are kosher. Mikan omru chachomim, yofe shtike lachachomim, kalvachayim ala tipshim. Shenemar avil machrish, kochem yechoshet. Mikan omru, mitnei dovo kaze omru, for such a case, yofe shtike, shilu omavi omru asheinim. Sorry. Shilu omar the omru, if he made them for shluchim and they made him for shliach, asheni ein leitakonet. So the second korban, the one which will be geshochten, second doesn't have a takonet. Loi omar the loi omru, but if no one said anything, shneim ruyim, zayichem ishalai, zayichem ishalai. We had the last case in the Mishnah.
Shnayim shenis albu pischeim. So the din is that each one takes another person in a shuk to be memuna with him, and then they make the tnoi. Zok the gemara leima masnisin the loike Rabbi Yehuda. But the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The sanye vim yimat habayis miyais miset. So when the Pasuk speaks about that you're Moshech from a Korban Pesach, it says Yimat Habayis. Yimat Habayis means that we're taking away some from the bayis, but it seems there are still Menuyim on the bayis. So Melamed Shemismatin Vohulchen, you could be Mismayit, Ubelvat, Sheyechod Midnei Chabur Kayim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, Bevat, Shelo Yonichu Es HaPesach Kemoi Shehu. What does he Rashi? Leimu Masnis Ndektoni, Shnayim Shenis Arvu Pischeyem, Beloik Rabbi Yehuda. The boy Shei Echod Midnei Chabur HaRishay Nekayim Olo, Rabbi Yehuda holds that not sufficient that you're leaving over the Korban Pesach with Amonui. You have to have the Korban Pesach has to be left over midnei chabur rishayne. From the chabur rishayne, from the first menuyim, one has to be left over on the Korban Pesach. So vaday ois on shnayim shegiyu min hashuk. In the last case of the Mishnah, that each one brought another money min hashuk, einam chashuv mnei chabur. Then after bnei chabur, oyvloi hoyu b'shas lekichosam, b'shas lekichas haPesach, they was bought by yechidus. Later is man of someone else. So from the rishonim, the first magdishim, there was only Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was magdish his Pesach, Shimon was magdish his Pesach. Va'al kochach Rabbi Yehuda abnei shas lekichosay kopit. That's the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Bovad shiye ech nechabur ekayim. And Rabbi Yossi says, Bovad shlo yenichu et haPesach kama yishu. So the machloikis is, ech nechabur means from the first chabur, from the first menuyim. Bakor Rabbi Yehuda abnei shas lekichose kopit. Via menuyim bosa hochi sagi, if we will say that menuyim, if we will assume that minuyim, which came later, is also sufficient, ma'ike ben tedele Rabbi Yosi. V'nimta,
She'im uchlefu. So let us go in the last case of the Mishnah. The last case of the Mishnah, we had that Reuven took one kolben, Shimon took another kolben. And now they made it knife. This is mine, is good. Now Reuven went to Shimon and Shimon went to Reuven. The nimtze she'im uchlefu is b'shas shchite al yedei hatnai v'hamshoche ein echad min harishoymin kayim olo. So the ein echad min harishoymin kayim olo, who is left on the Kolben Pesach, the new one is left on the Kolben Pesach.
Reisha dikton de be'inon. Sheyechalku, yeah.
So memele, so the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda.
Reisha dikton de be'inon sheyechalku mikol chabure v'chol ha-pesach.
From the Reisha, you don't have a raya. Taima mishum de boi asnu yememrim shalochu ha-pesach hazeh. Yedeinu mishuches mishalonu v'ninim al shaloch.
Vim lav dikeh had mi bailov hosama kamamaniyale. Who could be mamanim? Vaychichayim loyme venim ninu al zeh beloy reshus bailov.
So in the reish, it's not muchach, not like Rabbi Yehuda. In the reish, you need
that one of the five should come on each one, or one of the old chibur should come on this one in order to be, that he should be mamanim them on the Kolben Pesach. But over here, how does it help that a second one was brought in? L'chayre, he's not from the original Magdishim or Bailam on the Kolben. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it shouldn't be good.
Vim yimat mashme imrotu mismaitin v'nim shochen.
If they want, they could be mismayit. Obo bovach yach nechabur kayim.
V'myimat mashme sheyesh shir.
V'myimat, it would seem that there's still left over.
K'moishu, Rabbi Yossi says that you don't need that the member of the old chabura should still be kayim.
No, k'moishu, it's only possible k'moishu b'loy bailam.
Ve'im rotzukum mimoshech yimnu olav acherim t'chile avnecha bo rishayin aloi kopit krot.
You don't need the b'nei chabura rishayin. It's sufficient as long as you have m'nu yaman it now.
So memele, so what is the Gemara saying?
So the Gemara is saying the last foul of the Mishnah is not according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always need that one of the first chabure should remain money on the kolben. And here, if it's uchlev, so the other one, the new money is a remaining on the kolben. So that's not from the old chabure.
And for the Gemara,
afilo teimer Rabbi Yehuda,
amar Rabbi Yechna, afilo teimer Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yehuda also.
Even the Omar Rabbi Yehuda in Shaitan as a Pesach ala Yochid, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that one cannot shech the Kolben Pesach ala Yochid, mi ikore lamdu yachine bahadei koi, och echad nechabur adomi.
So the Gemara says, the Gewaldike Lomdes, the Gemara says that since Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Shechten es a Pesach ala Yochid, so the first Monui and the Kolben Pesach, it's not considered he's from the first Menuyim and the other one that comes in is a new Monui. Because the first Monui alone, you can't Shech the Kolben Pesach on him, because in Shechten es a Pesach ala Yochid. So the second one that becomes a Monui, even though in time he became a Monui later, but it's not considered that this is already a new Monui. This is considered from the first Menuyim. Because without him, the Kolben cannot be geshochten.
So Memele, so the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yehuda.
But to see what Rashi says.
Ki min da omar Rabbi Yehuda bepirken de la'el.
So meikore le'im nu yachine le'koi.
So this Kolben is oimid
that there should be another money on it. Afilu ain't some taruvis, afilu without this asik of taruvis. Hilka, ze habo min ashuk venimna olof becholmokim shehu, havalei echod mibnei chabura rishayne. So, he's considered one of the chabura rishayne because Kozman, a second one, didn't come, you don't have a Kozman Pesach that could be geshochten, since we have a klal in shechten ala yoch. Omar Avashi, Masnissen Nami Deike. The Mishnah Fakel, you wanted to ask a kash, that the Lena Masnissen Deloik Rab Yehuda. And we said a Teretz, no, it goes according to Rab Yehuda, because Rab Yehuda was Shitos, so in Sheikh Nisa Pesach Ala Yochit. Omar Avashi, Masnissen Nami Deike. The Ktoni, we learned in the Mishnah, Vechein, Chomish Chaburai, Shal Chamisha, Chamisha. The Mishnah says that if you have five chaburis and there's five in each chaburis, so then you go and you separate all the chaburis into that each person of each chaburis goes on a different korban pesach. So the Mishnah says, when is this good? When it's chamish chaburis shal chamisha in. Avol shel chamisha ve'arbo loy. But what is if you would have four chaburis with five people, and the fifth chabure has four people? So vayisoyis from the Mishnah, it wouldn't go. Lav mishum, v'loy payish chad mibnei chabure gabei, shma mino. So the reason is, because if you only have one chabure with four people, so it'll come out when you, so l'chayre the shayla is, let's bring in now a fifth one. You could have an original chabure of four people, and now we bring in a fifth one. So saraye, that you can't bring in now a fifth one, because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that in order for the Korban Pesach to be kosher, we need that there should remain one of the original bailim. So if the original bailim of the original bailim was four, so Mamele, by bringing in a fifth one into the chabure, will not help the situation. Let us see Rashi. Masnisin nami daike, Rab Yehudi, chamisha va'arbo aloi. The Mishnah would seem, if there would be five chabures, four of them would have five people, and one of them would have four, so then it wouldn't be good. Chomish chaburis, sheyesh bahem achas shel arbo anoshim, one of them has four people. Ve'ein bo kidei lehischalei, that Rosh Hashas Gilsa, echod lechol pesach u'pesach. And the fifth chaburis does not have five people, to that each person should become a money on a different code. So why says when the Mishnah it's no good? My time elav mishum dulei posh echod mibnei chaburi gabe. So kochoch, because it's not left over, one of the bnei chaburi gabe. She'im nischalfu. Pitzchon shol eilu lo'oysa chaburi shenischad she'achei kein. If the Korban Pesach that we have here four chaburas that have five people. The fifth chabura has four people. She'im is, and now we divided up these four people on the other four korban psochim. And now we're going to take a new person for the fifth korban pesach. So Rashi says, She'im is chalfo pischon shel eilu. La'oisa chabura shnischat sha'achei kein, shiyesh abo mi'aba chabura. O me'oisa sha'abo lo'yhoyabo. But in this fifth korban pesach, if this is takedez, you don't have one of the original four. Will the rabbi oisa time ed mishum de tzorech echod mi bailov, shiyim naboyes achre. You just need one of the bailim to remain monoi, and the last one.
So memele apilu ike bohu chabure shol dalet asubu, there was such a case. That there was a chabure shol dalet nami ike tekante. Who the still atakon is an eitze. She yimnu min ashuk echad imon, let them be memane echad min ashuk. Bechol mokeim shehu pischon, that wherever the Kolben Pesach is, he became a mamune. Benimtzu olav chamisha anoshim. So now, in this chabure, there are five people. They lechalek echad lechol pesach o pesach. Aleshamet mino abnei chabure kopit. So I think the mission is going dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda, that in order to ensure that the Kolben Pesach should remain kosher, we have to make sure that one of the original Bailam is still money on it.
Aloch Misha Yetome is Likala Pesach Shem. Zot the Mishnah. Erev Sochim Samuch Leminche Lo Yoichal Odom Adshe Techshach. A person should not eat a Sude Samuch leminche, we'll see Samuch leminche ktana, a half an hour before minche ktana, ad she techshach. Afilu, that's one aloch. Another aloch. Afilu oni she bi yischoel lo yoichol, ad she yasei. A second aloch, that the mitzvah sasebe is not only applicable to ashirim, we have sofas and beds, etc., Afilu an oni shebi Yisrael, his aseibe is a very primitive aseibe. Afal pikein, he also has to make aseibe. Second halach. Third halach of la yivchusoloi me'ar bekoishu shol yayin. That the gaboi tzedoke should give him, they should make sure that he is dalet koishu. And there's a fourth halach of afilu minatamchoy, and that we'll see the fourth halach in the Rashba. Let us first see Rashi. Ere psochim somach leminche, koidem leminche ma'at, lo yoichal. One should not sit down to eat, kidei she yoichal matzah shel mitzvah l'teoven. Mishum hidr mitzvah. So this is a hidr and mitzvah sachila, and achila l'teoven is as a mahuda dika achila. That's so therefore, in order to make sure there'll be the teyoven, he's not permitted to eat min ha-mincha l'mayim. Ba'filu oni shebi Yisroel lo yoichal b'leile psochim ad sheyase. He's also mochiv in a sebe, kin derech b'nei choyrim, zeichel l'cheres, b'mitav al ha-shuch. A-third aloche, lo'yichsloi arba koises, kin neged arbo l'shoyne g'ula amurim b'golos mitraim, Koidem lemincha ma'at chatzi sho, betchilas sho asiris. That means, as soon as the sho chiyis ends, and the sho asiris starts, so one should not start it. It's not tomid nishchat b'shmeino machte, bekorev betisha umachte. So bizman mincha ktane, bizman when the tomid was nikras, that was tisha umachte, half an hour after the sho chiyis. Nimseit mincha ktane betesa matze, besomach loin echad si sho koidem, besleif sho chiyiz, o tchile sho asiris. Lo yoichal odom, kidei she yoichal matze sho mitzvah letei ovoin, mishum ido mitzvah. Vafilu oni she bi Yisroel lo yoichal beleile psochim, ad she yase, kederech b'nei choyrem, v'mito v'al ha-shulchom, zeiche lecheire. Lo yitchesu lo yigaboy tzokem afanus imesanit, kidisnan, en peichsen lo nioivem imokim lomokim, al malishnid lo yitchesu agabi tzokikoy. Vuhu adin nami, im lo yitnu loy,
If what if they won't give him? She said she yachze b'chol koichei achot. But then he has to take care of himself. Ulcha de milsa noket shirugilim litnei alba kois. V'sidron mefurish lofoneinu, mitzinim b'reish esrava, ravuna b'shem rabab oma, כנגד ארבע לשייני גולה מורה מגולס מצרים, ויצייסי וגאלתי ולקחתי ויצלתי בפרשס ואילו. ואפילו, נהיה דרשבן של ותחדיש, ואפילו הוא מספרנס מן התם חישו צדוק, תהיינו עוני שבניף דסנם במסכס פי מי שיש לו מוזן שתי סודס ליפו מן התם חוי. סממילה, he doesn't have is a money shabanim at the low hochi im loy nos nu loy gabi tzedoke. The previous halacha was leif chasu loy, they have to give him. That's the din of the gabi tzedoke. But the idach he said, they did not give him, now he's an oni shabanim, he can't purchase it himself. But the din is, yimker es malbushoy, ziz mechuyev to sell his malbush, or yilve, or yaskir es atzmoy b'shvil yayin la'arba kaisus. We'll see later that for other mitzvahs there's no such chiyas. This is more than a chaymish, a malbusho. Or yilve or yaskir es atzmoy, s'afal pikein, since the inyan of dalet kaisus, an inyan of pursumi nise, so there's a chiyo of yimkas malbusho, or yilva, or yaskir es atzmoy.